Commentator Daniel Pinkwater has found a foolproof preventative for the blues. It's a cable TV show, and it's one he watches over and over.
Metro TV is a local New York cable station in tone somewhere between public access and PBS. And the program, seen only in New York City and the surrounding area, is called Subway Q&A.
You're watching Subway Q&A. We're on the one train heading downtown, and nobody wants to party with me. You want to party with me, right?
No.
Now, this show is a work of art, possibly inadvertent. It's a stunt show, an old tradition. Members of the audience are asked to put on funny hats, behave in a bizarre manner, and otherwise humiliate themselves. Combine this with the man-in-the-street interview or the inquiring photographer, another old tradition that sort of never fails and doesn't cost much to do. Only this takes place in the subway.
So if you're going to be one of my club kids,
okay,
you have to have a very cool, sexy, sultry look to drive the women crazy. Give that woman right over there a sexy, sultry look. Drive her crazy. Go ahead. Look at her right now.
If you live any place except New York, mention of the subway probably brings to mind images of rush hour, which happens. Twice a day it happens. The rest of the time, they're not in an all-fired hurry. They mostly mind their own business, but show them a microphone and a TV camera, and they'll tell you practically anything. Apparently, all they need is to be asked by Rich Collier. Rich Collier is the host of Subway Q&A. He's open-faced, has the world's worst haircut, and is dressed like he's just coming from a job that does not require contact with the public. He's the guy who roams the platforms and trains with a mic in his hand and engages the passengers in conversation.
Chocolate is definitely my greatest weakness. I can't get enough of it.
Fear. I get all, like, goofed up with fear sometimes.
I could have a little bit of an abrasive personality.
I care too much about what people think.
My vulnerability, which is also my greatest strength.
The members of the public take pity on Rich, answer his questions, and go along with the goofy projects he suggests. They try their best, temporary TV stars doing a workmanlike job. There are messengers bundled in heavy jackets carrying manila folders. There are students and office workers and derelicts, people in suits and people who look homeless. They all interact. They all enjoy themselves. They all enjoy each other.
Ma'am, do you love karaoke like I do? Who doesn't? Want to sing karaoke with me? Don't run away. Sir, come and sing karaoke with me. These people hate me. Hey, how are you?
What's up, bro?
What's going on? Sing for
what's
me.
What's going on? Yo, what's up, yo?
Climb every mountain. You know that song?
Try and love.
Yes, go.
Follow every byway.
The real New York. For those who can see Subway Q&A, I recommend it. I watch it every night, right after the network evening news, as an antidote.
Daniel Pinkwater lives in the upper reaches of New York's Hudson River Valley. The program is called Subway Q&A.